perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 20 years of history by bringing their community together at this year's Natchez Heritage Festival, and everybody is invited to attend. Saturday, June 22nd, the parade starts the festival at 10 a.m., and this year's Grand Marshal will be KSLA News anchorwoman Dominique Benn. After the parade, there will be food, bingo, water slides, arts and crafts, a cakewalk, and a trail ride, plus so much more. Enjoy live music from the band Liqueur Trio. It's an all-day affair filled with good, clean fun, and armbands are only $5 for the entire day. Come out and celebrate 20 years at the Natchez Heritage Festival. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you on this Thursday morning, June 20th, if you're just getting started. It's 7:38 Central Standard, 8:38 Eastern Time, and we hope that your morning is off to a great start. It is a beautiful, beautiful morning in our neck of the woods, and I hope it is in yours as well. We like to remind you always, every single morning, that it is summer vacay. Kids are out of school. And some kids are in school, so that means that there are school buses that are rolling. So we remind you to slow down, stay engaged, and make sure that you get there safely and make sure that you're watching out for others. And yesterday, as we were talking to the mayor of this great city, we talked about the infrastructure and the construction that's going on to rebuild cities, not only in Alexandria, but across America. So that means that there's lots of road construction going on. So if you have to pass through that road construction, instead of getting frustrated because you're trying to hurry up and get there, why not just give yourself enough time to go through that construction or to go through whatever it is that you've got to go through and give yourself that time, as opposed to getting to work or getting to wherever it is you're going frustrated and upset And I don't know about you, but I say it often. The city is just growing. Lots of traffic. The traffic is getting substantially more and more, or increasing, it seems like, daily. And so that creates a lot of frustration on the road. And everywhere you look, people are glued to their mobile devices. And so if you're focusing on either talking on the phone or sending a text message or email, it's an issue. So I just want to encourage you to put the phones down, stay engaged, make sure that you're watching out for walkers, make sure that you're watching out for kids getting on buses, and make sure that you're watching out for those areas that do have school zones that are flashing. It's just important. Y'all, we're winding the week down. It's Thursday. And for those NBA fans, it's game 7 tonight of the NBA Finals, the Miami Heat versus the San Antonio Spurs. And I'm going to tell you what, it promises to be hot. There's so much on point this morning. I got to take a quick break here, but I want to remind you that this is the official OPT Network. Let me get a break here, but we'll be back. We'll be back with more right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 20 years of history by bringing their community together at this year's Natchez Heritage Festival, and everybody is invited to attend. Saturday, June 22nd, the parade starts the festival at 10 a.m., and this year's Grand Marshal will be KSLA News anchorwoman Dominique Benn. After the parade, there will be food, bingo, water slides, arts and crafts, a cakewalk, and a trail ride, plus so much more. Enjoy live music from the band Liqueur Trio. It's an all-day affair filled with good, clean fun, and armbands are only $5 for the entire day. Come out and celebrate 20 years at the Natchez Heritage Festival.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend.
And can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 7:47. Today is Thursday, June 20th, and this segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, here's the website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Amerigroup Real Solutions. Medicaid and LaChip have absolutely changed, and Amerigroup Real Solutions, it's the solutions for you and your family, getting the care that you need when you need it. Remember, you can get immunizations, health checks, and screenings, hospital service in your area, plus thousands of doctors and specialists to choose from in the network. Also, Be Unique Hair Salon. Nora Clayton and her team at Be Unique Hair Salon. Hey, you can phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday. Here's the number, 318-442-7204. And before we count down the OPT pregame show for number 7, the last game, I got to talk about my girl, Be Unique Hair Salon, Nora Clayton. DC, as you well know, yesterday I went to the beauty salon. And I don't know about you ladies, but for me, you know, we're all so busy that sometimes going to the beauty salon can just be not a chore. It's something we got to do. It's something we need to do. We love to make sure our hair is on point. But you get there and, you know, everything changes once you walk through the door at Be Unique Hair Salon. And so yesterday, I went in, and just as usual, I tell people all the time, my beauty salon, there is such an anointing at Be Unique Hair Salon. Not just for your hair, but for your soul and for your spirit. And so yesterday, after I left the beauty salon, you know, once I got there, it's like going to have a massage. You know, you kick and scream to get there. You know you need it. You want it. You desire it. And then when you get there, you just kind of let all your defenses down and you relax. And then you start fellowshipping with the women in the salon. And yesterday was no different. And you know, the word says that laughter does a merry heart good like a medicine. Well, I laughed my behind off yesterday. I had an absolutely incredible time. Got a great new do, you know, got refreshed. New hair, new weave. It looks great, but great fellowship. And so this morning, I really wanted to share with you guys just part of the fellowship that I had on yesterday. Why do I want to do that? Because I think the conversation was so incredibly rich, if you will, that I wanted to share it with my sister friends this morning. And so the first thing that I love about my beauty salon, Be Unique Hair, and Nora, you said it. You said, isn't it wonderful when women can come together and we're not gossiping and we're not talking about anybody. We're talking about ourselves. We're talking about our own experiences, our own lives, and really imparting hope in each other. And I just want to give a shout out to Sharia Rachel. Sharia, good morning. And thank you for being a part of the OPT network and all of the ladies in the beauty salon. You guys blessed me on yesterday. And so I want to bring David Christmas into the conversation, because I think that this really, that's right, Big D. I think it really, a man has to weigh in on this. This was the vein of part of our conversation. The way a woman respects her man. Now, there are so many, DC, independent women.
Right.
Nora, you're one of them. Nora is, and DC, you say it all the time, Nora is a special breed of woman.
Yes, she is.
And why do you say that about her, first of all?
Because she knows how to win.
She knows how to win.
Yeah, she knows how to win. She knows how to get to the bottom of what it is. You know, just not all in limbo at the front and can't get down to the base of what it is, the foundation of what she's trying to accomplish. You know, there's a, you know, I always speak to you about,
you do,
about being in a vacuum. Mm-hmm. Really, that's just people who are trying to accomplish something, but they don't know what their objective is, where they're trying to get.
Mm-hmm.
She knows exactly what she's trying to do and where she's trying to go, so she's basically can spearhead the situation. You know, and in business, if you don't know what you're trying to accomplish, you're just going to be out there doing a whole bunch of stuff that doesn't get you to the ends
mm-hmm.
that you want to be at. And she understands how to get to where she needs to go.
And a lot of people are not like that, especially women. And I know it, for me, sometimes it's hard for me to get to the chase or cut to the chase. And that's one of the things that you have noticed that she has. She knows what she wants. And she knows how she wants to get there.
Right.
And there's not a lot of in between.
No.
Well, so yesterday, DC, we were talking about strong women. And there are so many strong women in the world. And let me just say, as a caveat, I laud and applaud strong women. There is absolutely nothing wrong with being a strong woman. But when it comes to having a man in your life and being in a relationship, things have to change. You can still be a strong woman. And let me just say this. I really have to frame this in a way that doesn't offend strong women, because the conversation was this. I'm strong. I'm going to always be strong. I'm going to always espouse my opinion. And one of the quotes was, and I'm going to do it until the day I die.
Yeah, salon talk.
Salon talk is what it is.
I like that.
And so I said to one of the women, I think men are attracted to strong women. Yes, they are. But there is a way to be strong, and then there's a way that you let your man lead. And I think that society has said to us, be strong at all costs. What do you say about that when you're speaking to women that want to have a relationship, but they want to lead too?
Well, it's going to be hard to lead a strong man, because a strong woman is one thing,
mm-hmm.
and a strong man is a whole nother thing.
Mm.
You know, I mean, a strong woman is not built to be stronger than a strong man. That's just.
And so what the conversation, this was the gist of the conversation.
Okay.
A lot of women have an issue digressing. But now, and when I say digressing, I mean sort of backing up. But what we got to was the root of this. A lot of times women don't want to back down and not be strong because of disappointments.
But I don't really understand what you're saying. If you're saying, I mean, I don't think a woman should back down from being strong if she's strong. I don't understand. I don't see really as of yet, you've not said what the problem is.
Okay.
Or what the situation is. We won't call it a problem.
Okay.
Let's just call it a situation. I haven't arrived there yet. Because it's fine to be a strong woman, as strong as you need to be.
But you can't be strong in a way where it makes your man not feel like he's the man.
Right. But if you are a strong man, you're going to relate that to the strong woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she understands that the strong has to yield to the stronger.
But now this is the issue. This is the issue. The issue is
and then,
strong yielding to the stronger.
Right.
But I don't want to yield when I think I'm absolutely right about a thing.
Well, and that's what relationship is all about. We put that situation on the table and we deal with it as it pertains to us.
Mm-hmm.
So every situation stands on its own. It seems like you're trying to say something else, though. I mean, and you're just not letting it out. Are you asking, are you trying to get down to a strong woman having a weak man? Because that's a whole nother situation.
I'm getting there. Then there were several.
Or a strong woman having a weaker man.
Okay, there were several scenarios.
Okay.
One was the strong and the stronger. The woman strong and the man stronger.
Okay. Then nobody has a problem with that, I don't think.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, there was a problem because the strong woman is saying, you are not going to back me up. Because, you see, the man has certain things that he wants and expects. And because she is a strong, independent woman, has always taken care of her and her own.
Right.
She's saying, you're not going to stop me from doing the things that I've always done.
So basically what you're saying is the strong woman doesn't want to compromise.
Absolutely.
It's hard to be in a relationship without compromise. As a matter of fact, it's almost impossible to be in a relationship. And I am basically I wouldn't consider myself a relationship expert. I've been in one for 30 years and I'm only 47.
All right, the phone is ringing. So I don't know if this is in reference to our conversation or what, but we've got some dilemmas going on, and I'm talking about salon talk, all right? And I'm talking about what we were talking about yesterday. All right. Do we know who it is?
We've got a caller that wants to come in on the conversation. Hold on. And I got another
caller. Oh, my goodness. So this is bringing up lots of controversy this morning, I bet, already. Okay, so this is what I want to, before we get to the calls, DC, I want to break down the next point, the next intricacy.
Callers, we're going to be coming to you shortly. We didn't realize that everybody was going to want to weigh in, but we are open to people calling in on this subject. So go ahead, Carlette, finish making your point. Okay. I'm going to bring these callers in.
Okay, and so then the next issue, DC, is this. And this is an issue, ladies, that I grappled with all night.
We need some ladies to call, too, now.
Okay. this is what I want to go to next. Can a quote unquote mama's boy, can a mama's
Let's hold that and let's get down to where we've gotten to so far, because I think the comments that the gentleman want to make now are about where we've gotten to. But we've got a whole show here.
All right. This is a heated conversation. All right. He's sending the call over to me. But you know what? This is a great conversation, and I believe that this is just smart talk for smart people. Good morning and welcome to the OPT. Who's this?
Good morning. I've been married for 36 years.
Okay.
To the same woman. I'm Pastor Gibson from Monroe, Louisiana.
Good morning, Pastor Gibson. Welcome.
Good morning.
Yeah. And we don't mind strong women. Matter of fact, we like women with a certain amount of independence.
Absolutely.
I hear a but.
But quarrelsome and contentious women, that's a problem. And women have extraordinary power in their femininity. Mm-hmm. But they don't have the same. It's a different type of power than what a man has. Eve was able to persuade Adam to disobey what God had told him. You look at Delilah; she was able to conquer Samson with her eyelashes and her lips when he slew 1,100 Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey. And we look at David with Bathsheba, King David, a man after God's own heart, but Bathsheba caused him to go away from God. So we see that women have power, but it's a different kind of power. And ladies, if they would learn to use
absolutely
their power, they can kind of have what they want, but they got to use the power and the glory that God gave them, and not the same glory that God gave a man.
Okay, now let me stop you right there, Pastor. Because I think that's incredibly important. But now, there have been so many women that have been hurt by men. And listen, this conversation is got so many facets. But this is one of the next facets. There have been so many women that have been hurt by men that feel like they've got to be strong at all costs. And so now, it is hard for these women to trust a man's strength and to allow him to really be the strong man that he is. What do we say to those women?
Well, in a relationship, you're going to have a certain amount of trust, or really you just don't have anything, actually. So, I mean, if you chose this person, especially if you're married to this person,
right,
you're in the same boat together. And you're going to have to a certain degree, trust that person because you're in a relationship with that person. But at the same time, a woman doesn't have to give up, you know, all of her independence, and she don't have to, be blinded and not looking at the reality of what's going on in the relationship. But I'm saying she can get what she wants in a relationship, but she can't do it by force. She can use the power that a woman has. The woman has a great deal of power. You look at human history, and even when women were just thought of as property, when you look at Jacob's mother, what she did with Jacob, mm-hmm. getting Jacob's Esau's birthright. I mean, women have a way, if they use their power, they can pretty much have what they want, but they can't do it by force. See, a lot of women now, they want to be forceful.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the wrong approach. You can just buy anything you want out of a man if the women come with the power that God gave them.
Absolutely. So if I hear you correctly, Pastor, it sounds like you're saying that a man does appreciate a strong woman, but it has to be power under control.
Right. The femininity, a man, when he's in a relationship, he wants a woman. He wants something soft. And something sweet. He don't want hard. He already got that. He's a man.
Absolutely.
So what I'm saying is, a woman can take her sweetness and softness and her femininity, and she can really, have what she wants.
Absolutely. Pastor Gibson, thank you so much for weighing in. And good morning, Monroe, West Monroe.
Good morning.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much.
All righty.
I'm just enjoying the discussion. That's a powerful discussion.
Yes,
and it's an extraordinary discussion. And you guys, you know, I just had to call you all. Y'all were just doing it so good. I had to just chime in.
Well, you know what? You brought a lot with your chime. Thank you so much for that wisdom and that encouragement. I believe that's going to encourage a lot of women. Thank you, Pastor.
All right.
Have a great morning. Mm-hmm. You know, it is an intriguing conversation, DC, and it intrigued me so much. In fact, I got so caught up in the conversation, in the laughter, that I lost track of time. Good morning. Welcome to the OPT. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Brother Eli.
Good morning, Brother Eli.
Brother Eli,
how do you weigh in on this conversation?
Well, I'm a mama's boy.
Okay.
Oh.
We're coming to you next.
Let's kill it out now.
Okay.
I mean, to me, that's kind of like a twofold question.
Okay.
I have a lot of brothers. I have a lot of sisters. And trust me, I just need a woman to stay in her place and a man stay in his place, and they work out the differences. Now, what I'm saying when I say that is that a woman can't be the man, and a man can't be the woman. So if they don't have that understanding already, then that's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me stop you right there. You said you're a mama's boy. Now, the next issue that came up in the conversation is this. Can a mama's boy ever be respected by his woman, when he's always catering to the needs of his mother? Are you that kind of mama's boy?
I'm a mama's boy, period.
Ooh, he owned it.
Okay.
He owned it, all that.
He did own that.
When a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. I understand that.
I hear a but.
You know, but I'm going to use myself for an example. Before
okay.
I married my wife, I told my wife I wasn't marrying her until someone was to help until my mother. I cleared the air right there. It had nothing to do with her. You know, she's a good woman, a well thing. I said, but I told you I was a mama's boy. My mother was my mother and father. So you have situations that bring on certain things. So you got to be able to either handle it or you can't handle it.
Wow. And so what did your wife say about that? Or your not your wife, but your girlfriend. What did she say about that?
I mean, she understood it. I came straight out with it. I didn't lie to her. I told her the truth.
So what you're saying that is essentially your mother was always going to be first.
At that point, yes.
Okay, were you able to overcome that?
Yes, I was.
How?
But that was after my mom passed.
Wow. So you weren't going to marry anybody until your mother passed?
Exactly, because I know my mother called me at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I was going.
You rode.
Wow.
Ooh, that's strong.
All right, you own that.
Yeah, you own.
That's what I call authentic truth.
Yeah, I own that. I mean, I told her up front. I said, it had nothing to do with you. And I've been my wife 26 years.
Go ahead, DC.
So, Mr. Eli, if your mother was still living, is it safe to say that you wouldn't be married at this time?
That could be safe to say.
Wow.
Wow. Where does the loyalty come from? Because you said something, and we talked about this in the salon immensely. Most women are tearing down the church doors. I mean, we're there. We're there every time they open. We know what the word says.
And they need to be there. Let's keep that.
Well, I'm not disparaging women who do that. But I'm just saying we do that, but are we doing the word? Now, you just said that the Bible says that, you know, that a man that finds a wife finds a good thing. The word says, leave your mother and father. It says it clearly. And cleave or hold fast, be with your wife. So what about that?
Oh, I agree with that. By the time we wasn't married.
Okay. All right.
So, I mean, even in marriage, I didn't say I didn't take care of my wife, or I wasn't there for my wife, or the thing that she needed, or whatever she needed, just like the pastor just said. Heart and soul.
She just didn't come first.
I don't need two hearts in the household.
You just said your wife just didn't come first.
Well, he wasn't married at the time.
Well, you...
Oh.
Right, okay.
All right. Great point.
Am I confusing you?
No, you're good. No, we got it. We got it because you weren't married. You weren't married. So I think he stepped up to the plate and said, look, I'm not going to marry until my mother's not here because she comes first. And exactly. He put that out there. You was a man about it. You put it out there.
All right.
And that's how he wanted to do it, and that's his prerogative. He could do, a person can do what they desire to do.
And now that we are married, my mom deceased or whatever, but my wife come first, but I want you to be my wife. I don't want you to be my husband.
Oh, that's a whole nother.
Uh-oh.
That's the other part.
All right, Eli. That is great. A great way in. Thank you so much for being a part of the OPT network. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Now, DC, this is call. All right. But let me. All right. So we're on Mama's Boys now, and the question that I was wondering. Hang on, caller, for me 1 second. The question I was wondering is this: DC, can a Mama's Boy ever be respected by his woman, and does she think that he's a jellyfish? And you know what I mean by that. Has right. No real backbone.
Right. And what I think about that is it's going to be hard if you're trying to, because the gentleman just said.
Eli. Mm-hmm.
The Bible, you were saying it. The
right.
Bible says, leave your family, cleave to your wife or your husband.
Right.
It's going to be hard to cleave to your wife or your husband if you're taking orders from somebody else. And that's just whether it's mother, father, cousin, uncle, aunt, kid, whatever it is. If you're taking instruction from somebody else, then it's going to be hard in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as we got another caller. Man, I got another
one. All right. Good morning. Welcome to the OPT. Who's this?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, is Calvin up, DC? Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
My 2 points is, it's okay to be two powerful people, two strong people to be together, but only use the power, the strength that you need.
Wait, say that again. Say that again.
It's okay for two strong people to meet and be together,
uh-huh.
but only use the power that you need.
Mm.
We tend to sit back and use more power than we need. And the ordinary for any marriage to work, and I'm on my second marriage, and I had to learn this. I had to realize the only way that this marriage is going to work, guess what? It has to be a lot of compromising.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
That's what I had to get out. I had to say, I don't have to use all of my power. Why would I use, if I had to pick up 15 pounds, why would I use all my strength to pick up 50 pounds? Now, that's all I have, all I could pick up. But I still got enough strength to pick up 30 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to use all my strength. What I'm saying is it has to be a lot of compromise, and that's what we have to, when we go in a relationship,
absolutely,
regardless whether we're strong or not, are we willing to compromise?
Mm-hmm. That's a great point.
It really is, and you have to be able to compromise.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for weighing in, and thanks for being a part of the OPT network.
Okay, thank you too. Bye.
I mean, this is a strong conversation. Good morning, welcome to the OPT. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Minister Mike Howard.
Uh-oh.
Another minister.
Another minister and a San Antonio Spurs.
A Spurs fan. You don't want to own the Spurs, but you are a Spurs fan.
I'm rooting for the Spurs. I want them to whoop the Heat.
So, Mike, how do you weigh in this morning on this conversation?
Well, I'm a mama's boy, and being a mama's boy.
You're a mama's boy, too?
I am.
Another mama's boy.
I love my mother to death. She raised five kids, 4 boys and 1 girl, and she did a wonderful job.
Mm-hmm.
So I love my mother. Now, the thing is, to balance this thing off, my mother is not a controlling mother. She was a loving mother, an educating mother who showed us mm-hmm. love, showed me love. And so when I met my wife and I, we've been married 15 years now. We dated too. So my mother is not the type of mother that's trying to control everything that I do.
Okay.
Or not trying to control or tell me what to do or when to do it.
Now, Mike, let me stop you right there, though. Now, what we're talking about, too, in that is that when you take on a wife or you even have a woman that could potentially become your wife, when you are such a mama's boy that you're going to put down everything that your family wants or your woman wants because right. mama has said you need to do this, this, and this. What do you say about that?
Well, that depends. You know, family, a wife comes first, you know, and
right.
mom understands that, you know, and I had to balance that thing out again.
How did you balance it out?
Meaning that, you know, it has to be the right timing. If it's going to interfere with what I need to do at home with my wife, then I have to tell mama that I have to do that at a later date. Every woman should, you know, feel comfortable. Well, the man should make his wife feel comfortable, you know, and balance that thing out as far as letting him know, hey, let her know that I love my mom and I want you to feel comfortable the way I love my mother. I love you the same in respecting what needs to be done and have that understanding. I'll never put my mom before my wife, but at the same time, I never neglect my mom, you know, because my wife feared at the time where, hey, you know, you're always going over there. The man
right.
should balance
right.
that thing off to whereas the wife and the mother, number one, they're friends. And number two, you know, that the wife will feel comfortable that, okay, hey, yeah, that's his mom, not just running over there every time the mom pick up the phone. The man should balance that thing out.
Absolutely. Right. Now, Mike, what I'm hearing you say, and as I evaluate what you're saying, you just seem to be a man who loves and respects his mother.
I do. My wife, she knows that. And
right.
She knows that, okay, hey, if he needs to go and over there and take care of his mom, then that's what he's doing. And and my mom knows that, hey, Mike's going to take care of his family. So then it goes back to the man.
But what you're saying, though, Mike, what you're saying is you and your wife agree that you should go and take care of your mother. So basically,
exactly.
you're not really, I think, in the true definition of a mama's boy. You seem to be, or what I'm hearing you say is that you are a person who loves his mother, respects his mother, and you're going to honor your mother to the best of your ability.
Mm-hmm.
But a mama's boy would tell his wife, look, I'm not really concerned about your needs. I need to go get this done for mama right
mm-hmm.
now. And I think that's the mama's boy we're speaking to here, where it actually becomes a problem. Now, whether the mother is controlling or not, that's a whole nother institution. We're talking about a man cleaving to his wife and the situation of, I need you here at the house, and every time I look up, you running over there to do something for mama
mm-hmm.
that mama could probably do for herself.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's the mama's boy we're trying to get.
I heard the pastor saying earlier, you know, it goes back to the man. The man is the head. So that means that man has to bring a balance and a peace between mama and wife.
Mm.
It always goes back to that man. I did it with my mom. I did it with my wife. You know, she knows that, you know, okay, he loves his mom. That means that he's going to love me. And I balance that thing out. And my mom knows that, okay, hey, when she calls, she's like, hey, what you doing? She'll talk with my wife or whatever. And after she finds that everything is okay, then, hey, Mike. And that's very seldom that my mom will call and ask me to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a balance there.
All right.
Every man should balance that thing between his wife and his mom. That way his home comes first. And then at the same time, mom is not feeling rejected.
All right. We receive that, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
And we appreciate you being part of the OPT network. Thanks for weighing in on that.
All right. God bless.
All right. God bless you as well. Hey, go ahead.
Let me just say this right here before you go in and close this segment out. This segment has gone on for 32 minutes. We have just set a record on the OPT network for having the longest segment in the On Point Talk history.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what this is, DC? This is just smart talk for smart people. And if you're listening, this is the official OPT network. I got to get a break here, but when we come back, I want to hear from some women. Where are my sisters
at? We'll get some sisters to call in.
Can I get my sisters to call in? Hey, everybody, stay on point. It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're back after this.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avols Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk. Or smart people.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors. And our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. It's Thursday, everybody, June 20th. And if you're just getting your morning started, it's 8:26. We're calling this morning's talk Salon Talk. I'm talking about Be Unique Hair Salon. If you're looking for great hair, great styles, great conversation, I think they happen in beauty salons across America. And yesterday I was at the beauty salon and I just walked away with so much, and I wanted to share it with you guys this morning because the conversation was so rich that I just wanted you guys to be a part of it. And one of the things that we went to break talking about were mama's boys. Can a woman ever respect a mama's boy? And this is what I surmised. Mike, we think you're not a mama's boy. You're a man who respects his mother. And I think that that's amazing. But listen to this, DC. I think this is incredibly important. Sometimes mothers, especially single mothers, we have seen them go above and beyond for their kids, especially if dad wasn't, you know, if there was no dad there, right? And so a lot of men feel like they're going to fight and die for their mother. I believe that's honorable. I said to one of the women yesterday, how can you not love a man who doesn't love and respect and treat his mother well? But when it comes to the point where mama is running your house, that is an issue. And I'll tell you why. I believe to some degree, DC, that mama's boys have been somehow covertly, and I mean secretly and deep down inside, have a belief that the only woman that they can really trust is their mother. And I believe that a lot of this stems from that. What do you think?
Let me put my mic on.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of men who are raised by single women have a lot of trust issues with other women. I think that is a little bit deeper than the surface.
Okay. Why?
Because, what happens is this is a behavioral type of situation.
All right.
Here.
Okay.
If I've been raised by my mother,
mm-hmm.
and
The phone's ringing. I don't want you to forget that thought because this is important. This, and ask him to, if you're calling in, please make sure you turn your radio down. But this is important.
Okay, let me get to it. So what I believe can happen to a person is if they're raised by their mother,
mm-hmm.
and they see a lot of the things their mother makes them privy to that they are doing to men,
mm-hmm.
i.e. by way of trickery, deceiving men, doing things to men to survive.
Ooh, that's deep.
And as a young boy, you're seeing this.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that can affect you later on in life when it comes to dealing with a woman because you believe that all women are doing that. Mm-hmm. And when you start to believe that all women are doing what your mother was doing to men, but you love your mother because you perceive her as doing it to men and doing it to help you,
mm-hmm.
you don't have any problem trusting her. Because you know she's on your side, but you have a problem trusting all the other women who enter into your life because you believe on some deeper level that they're actually doing you the way that you saw your mother doing men.
Ooh.
And so it is a big shield to where you can't really have the type of bond that you need to have with your spouse. Because you just don't trust her.
Or with any woman. And let me just say this. Are mothers consciously or subconsciously sending a message to their sons? Now, this is something women and mothers, you've got to get gut-wrenchingly honest about. And that means digging down in yourself and saying, do I do that? Are we sending our boys, DC, a message that says the only woman you can trust is your mother? I mean, that is a deep, deep thought. And what we got to yesterday in the salon is that you first got to be true to yourself. You got to find the authenticity of self. You've got to ask yourself as a woman. And I'm not talking about grown boys or grown men. I'm talking about from when your boys are old enough to know, are we sending them a message consciously or unconsciously that I'm the only one that you can trust? Are we doing that? And then are we raising, what are we raising our boys to be? When we do that, when the only person that they trust is their mother.
Well, what happens is, I mean, and let me say this on behalf of the single mothers, because, you know, we understand this through studies. I mean, I'm not just saying this, you know,
right.
Of course, I'm a behavior science major. It is, you know, what I do is study people. That's just what I like.
Absolutely.
In defense of the mothers, they have absolutely no idea. This thing is more of a subconscious situation versus conscious. She's not doing it consciously. You see what I'm saying?
Right. And I said that. I said it could be a very subconscious move. But I'm going to tell you what, women, if we're doing this to our sons, we need to own it and we need to stop it, because those men are not going to be successful in relationships because the only woman they trust is mother.
Absolutely. And if they do have a relationship, the relationship is one of where the two parties are not trusting one another. And then you have situations where we are married, we have a relationship, but we're really not as one in here.
Right.
Because you have your stuff, I have my stuff. You know, we negotiate on how we're going to do a situation versus the way the word says do it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not really doing that, but we have a situation that works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we pool in to pay the bills. We pool in to raise the kids. But we're really not as one the way we should be. And others can really see when you have a relationship that really works as one. In other words, i.e., I married you because of your health insurance or because I need money on a different deal. You're sort of like what I need to be complete in other areas.
Right, exactly.
You see what I'm saying? So that's really, you know, I really don't love you like I should love you.
I love what you bring.
I love what you bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then there was the other issue, which was all-encompassing, because when you get a strong woman and you got a mama's boy, then that strong woman is going to handle you because she perceives
right.
and she understands that you don't have a backbone, that you're a jellyfish.
Absolutely, and you need to be handled. And
DC, come on.
Well, if you have no backbone, if you are a jellyfish, and you have a strong woman, you're gonna have to strengthen up, or the woman is gonna man you. Mm. You're gonna get manned by a woman, and you see that this is not uncommon and uncommon in today's culture to see a woman leading the household because he just won't step up. And then once he starts trying to step up, every time he tries to step up, she knocks him back down.
She says, "Go sit,
because you don't qualify.
Go sit down.
You don't qualify. You know, you basically you've been run by your mother, and now you need somebody else to run." Mm. And there's a lot of men who do this and are okay with that. Go sit down, okay? Now we're not talking to you right now.
Wow.
You know, just shutting mm-hmm. them down.
Can a woman, in your opinion, can she respect a man that she perceives to be weak? I mean, really think about that.
Well,
can she respect him?
See, there's another dimension to it. Like, if you get a really good woman with a lot of humility
mm-hmm.
who says, "This is my husband. He's not that strong. I love his heart. I love him
mm-hmm.
because he has a lot of other good qualities."
Right.
You know, but she understands that he's not as strong, and she's okay with that. And she doesn't trample over him, and she won't allow others to trample over him. And that's when you see a woman who's got just a guy that's so good.
Mm-hmm.
He may be a little weaker,
but let me say this.
She's hardworking.
But she's struggling, DC, not to trample on him because she can. And she's
right.
saying because he's
well,
such a mama.
Well, that's a woman that has to have a lot of restraint, though. Not to trample over him and have the type of humility for him that it takes to not to trample over him, because he's begging, "Trample over me."
Wow. He's begging to be trampled.
Right. So it takes a special kind of woman to deal with a man like that. And those women are probably far and few in between, but they are out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
But she can respect him.
She can respect him because he's hardworking.
Mm-hmm.
He's honest. He just doesn't have a whole lot of backbone.
Mm.
And the community will respect him, too, because he's honest.
Right.
He's hardworking and he's God-fearing.
And then the next issue was this. All right. When you got a man who, now he might not be weak, but you perceive that he's weak. You believe he's weak. You wonder, if the chips ever fall down, does he really have me?
Well, if you've been in a relation long enough, you will be finding out. Because
mm-hmm.
when you're in a relationship of any significant amount of time, the time is going to come for your man to be a man.
Mm.
And if he doesn't stand tall and be a man, then you know you ain't got a man.
Wow. Now, the next issue is this, DC. I want to go to my sisters now. And I want to talk about that
we
mouth.
We can't get no sister callers.
Are they even texting in?
The men are weighing in big time.
318-264.
What could it be? What could it be? I'm going to have to search myself. Why won't any women? Because we know you're out there listening, you know, and we know y'all not scared to talk. Uh-oh.
Is this deep truth so hurtful that, because we, in the beauty salon, during salon talk, we realized that this talk was, it was so deep, DC, that women felt like, wow. Good morning. Welcome to the OPT. If you want to give your name, you can. If not, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. My name is Sister Gladys Yack.
Uh-oh.
Good morning, Sister Gladys. How do you weigh in on this conversation?
Talking about the mama's boy.
Ooh.
My youngest one was a mama's boy.
Uh-oh.
And his first marriage, it was okay. His wife wouldn't tell him, you know, to control me and tell me where to go and all of that. But the second wife, Lord, have mercy.
Oh,
she knew he was a mama's boy. That woman did something and said something and made this boy be rebellious against me.
Uh-oh.
She didn't want him to have nothing to do with me.
Uh-oh.
And how
and
did
I went out of my way to love this woman.
Right.
And to show her that I was not taking my son away from her. But she didn't want him to have nothing to do with me.
All right. Now, let me stop you. Let me stop you. Let me stop you.
Control freak wife.
Let me stop you right there. Let me stop
wife.
You right there.
Go, Mom.
Because most women, when you, and I said this to my sister in the salon yesterday, I said, you're a control freak. And I said, you know why? Because I'm one. You spot it, you got it. Now, Sister Gladys, are you a control freak too?
Oh, no.
No.
No, I don't interfere in their life at all. I always did tell them, if y'all have some problem, y'all can't get along, you'll come and sit down and talk to me.
Uh-oh.
I will listen to
counsel.
Both of y'all. And if I can give y'all a word so y'all can get along and have an understanding, I guess it, that be it. But to interfere in their marriage, in their life, no.
Well, why do you think that she felt like you were interfering? Why do you think she felt that way?
Why do you think she felt that way?
Why do you think she felt that way?
Because she prejudiced. She didn't want him to have nothing to do with it. She wants all my son to him.
She...
All to him and to do for her and not me.
But really, isn't
Sister
that
Gladys.
What he's supposed to do?
Yeah, I know, but the child's supposed to see about mama, too.
Absolutely. Sister Gladys, did she want your son to cleave to her?
Only to her.
Okay.
All right. Sister Gladys, where are you calling us from this morning?
Mamou, Louisiana.
Mamou!
Oh,
Sister Gladys.
She over there by Satanji.
Their children. I'm not a mother that interfere in their marriage and nothing like
That's
that.
That's awesome.
And I don't interfere the way they raise their children.
That's right. Awesome.
Sister Gladys. Thank you so much for, thank you for weighing in this morning on the OPT. I think, you know, you have added a lot to this
yes,
morning's
ma'am.
Conversation.
Thank you, Sister Gladys.
God bless you all.
God bless you, too. Uh-oh. Now, see, Sister Gladys got strong, D.C., down there in Mamou.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm going to tell you, that French will come out of you.
Thank you, Sister Gladys, for calling and weighing
but
in. That was awesome.
Sister Gladys is saying something.
She's a pistol.
Yes, she is. She's saying something that a lot of mothers feel. Yeah, he's married, but he still needs to see after me.
Absolutely. That,
she said that.
She certainly said it.
All right. So what do you have when you have a situation like that? You hope that you get a daughter-in-law that feels the same way?
Well, Corlett, let me say, too, and because I do agree with what Sister Gladys is saying, even though I'm married to you, you know, my mother has some needs that I attend to because she's my mother. I love her.
Absolutely.
You know, she's a single mother. She's single now.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's things she can call me and say, hey, I need such and such. But what I do is I'll get with you and say, hey, look, my mother's having this situation right here. And we decide how to do it.
Right.
Or we decide if we're going to do it.
Right.
We may decide, look, there's nothing we can do in this case, Mo, how you want to handle it. Or we decide, you know what I'm saying?
And I think that that's the respect that every woman wants. She doesn't want her man saying, look, my mama needs this, this, and this. And I don't care how you weigh in on it, that's what it's going to be. I think that there is a respect. There is the issue of respect that has to come in. And we understood very early on that I would never stop you from doing the things that you wanted to do for your mother and
right.
vice versa.
Right. Nicole's on the phone.
Nicole, good morning. Welcome to the OPT. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great, and you?
I'm doing great. How do you weigh in on this very, very deep conversation?
Okay, dear. I was married for 19 and a half years, and I was the stronger person in a relationship.
Okay.
Strong woman.
My son, my husband, didn't teach him anything. I taught him a lot, and he is a mama's boy, but I mean, he has a girlfriend right now, but I don't get in their conversation into their problems. I talk to both of them. I give her the same advice as I give any other woman. I'm not going to take sides for him, and I'm not going to take sides for her. Now, he says that, you know, once they get married or whatever, that he's going to be there for his wife. And that's what I want him to do, because his wife is supposed to come first.
Nicole, I hear a but.
I'm sorry.
I hear a but. I want him to take care of his wife. She should come first. And then I hear but.
But mama's still here. I'm not saying that he has to take care of mama because she can take care of herself. I just want him to be able to take care of his wife, but make sure mama's taken care of too. Not financially or anything, just for support. Come and take care, I mean, check on mama. You know, call mama. That's all I need, just to make sure that he's okay also.
Right. And so do you, and listen, this is what I was saying in the beauty salon on yesterday. When you have a boy and you're trying to raise him to be a man, after he gets a certain age, because we're not men, we're struggling to keep them close. And I'm having this challenge with our 13-year-old to keep him close and to love on him. But then I'm struggling to let him go to become a man. Do you think that even though dad was there for 19 years, you said he wasn't really an integral part in teaching him how to be a man, that even now that he is a man, that you're struggling to let him go?
Yes. Yes, I am still struggling to let him go. He's my oldest child, which I still call him my baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's hard to let go.
It is.
But once he gets married, mama's not going to be in his relationship, like I said. If they call, and I'll talk to him and the wife.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take sides. If you're wrong, you're wrong, and if you're right, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, do you like the wife to be? It sounds like you got. I'm hearing something there, Nicole. I don't hear I don't hear that gleefulness. No, I'm feeling.
But she does like. I'm
feeling.
I think that's that. My son is growing up, and it's like a I love that he's moving up, growing up, and gonna marry, but I hate that he's leaving me kind of thing. It's like a, you know what I'm saying.
You know, yes, it's kind of like a dichotomy.
I have a better relationship than I had.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's powerful, Nicole. You know what? Thank you so much for listening, and thanks for calling in and being a part of the OPT Network.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you,
too.
Nicole.
All right. You know what? This is a real, real issue, DC, with women. And I think, and I said to my sisters yesterday, because I know I've got to own my truth. It's not until you really, really own your truth, ladies. We can say all that we want. We can say what the Bible says. We can say what is politically correct. But it is not until we own our own truth. Shakespeare said it. He said, to thine own self be true. And I'm telling you, we're talking about the men. We're constantly saying there are no good men. Where are the men? But what kind of impartation are we making to our boys that will become men, husbands, and fathers? Are we allowing that process to happen? Are we nurturing that process? Or are we saying, I know you're marrying, but I still need you? It's a deep, deep conversation.
Deep.
Hey, it's Smart Talk for smart people. The official OPT Network. I've got to get a break here. We're back right after this.
Pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services.
Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. It's Thursday, June 20th, and if your morning is underway, it's 8:49 Central Standard, 9:49 Eastern Time. And this morning, it's all about salon talk. The conversation was so deep, so funny, so great, so real, so truthful that I really wanted to share it with all of you this morning because I know what it did for me, and I know what I believe that it did for others that partook in the conversation. It gave us a sense of looking at ourselves and being real. And this is what I will say to women, to mothers. I'm only 13 years in with our son being, going from being a little boy that I loved on and just wanted to do everything for and wanted him to be close to me, to having now a boy that is turning into a man and allowing him the space to be able to do that. Because I don't want his wife to say he's a mama's boy. I don't want the world to say that he was raised to be a man that's not a man. I want him to be productive. I want him to be able to do what the birds at our house do. They come in, they have their babies, they teach them how to fly, DC, and they leave the nest.
Yeah, but I really don't think there's anything wrong with being a mama's boy like what Mike is, and he considers himself a mama's boy, and I think he's saying he loves, respects, and honors his mother. But there's, right. It's really, really a gray area when we use the word mama's boy, you know, because
I don't think it is.
It's different to different people.
Okay.
You know, we're talking about the person who can't have their own life because of their mother.
Exactly.
You know, so there's a lot of gray here and a lot of, you know, perception is, mm-hmm. is the
nine
perception
tenths
of is different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the perception is different. So we want to make known that we're not against mama's boys, because some mama's boys are perfect to their mother and to their wives.
Right.
So, you know, we want to make that, but, you know, you don't want David to be the type of kid, grow up to be the type of man,
right,
that grows up and can't get on with his own family because he's too busy working with us.
Exactly.
Or with you,
exactly.
But I'm just not raising that kind of fella. But, you know, so, he'll be fine. But there's also the mama's boy that we're talking about that, you know, just can't seem to, you know,
to pull away from his mother. And listen, there is no condemnation. And let me just add that. There is no condemnation in this conversation. This was salon talk. This is what some women are having issues with and trying to learn how to deal with and wondering if they can deal with it. We want to present it, and we want to make you think about it. The Bible says, Selah. Think about it. Think about where you are in this spectrum. And if you're a mother and you're saying, I'm okay with my son's woman or his wife, but I still want him to be able to take care of me. You know what my mother said to us when we were growing up? She said, I want you to grow up. I want you to go to college. I want you to have the things in life that you hope for. Don't worry about me. She said, if you can make it, I'll be all right.
Yeah, but
why have we become mothers that think
yeah,
that
but you're a girl. You know,
Yeah, okay.
you know, that's what women tell their daughters. You know, but, you know, we have to see this thing from both perspectives.
But are we asking boys to be men, and to man their mothers and still try to man their homes? I think it's too much.
I think people are really getting it. You know, I really do believe, Carlette, that every mother wants the best for their kids.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about that. I think that there's some complexities here that are, it is, like I tell you all the time, these are some very, very complex issues. Mm-hmm. You know, there's more to it than just what's on the surface. And there's a lot of deep-seated, deep-rooted stuff going on that if you're not trained or have a trained eye to really be able to appreciate and understand what's happening, you really can't really speak to this situation. All you know is the ugliness that you're seeing that's happening as a result of mm-hmm. being this way. So, you know, we don't want to condemn anybody.
No.
You know, here at the OPT Network, we never want to condemn anybody. The information that we give is for people to have a better insight into their situation. You know, we just, with smart talk for smart people, mm-hmm. which means when you listen to us talk, you're going to get smarter. You're going to get smarter. That's why you have to listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, because it is good conversation.
Absolutely.
I didn't mean to turn that into a
I hope it's good conversation. We hope more than anything that it is fruit for thought and that it makes you do what we did yesterday. You know what I love about one of the women in the salon? She said, you know, she said, Nora, who owns Be Unique, she said, I come in here and I try to keep my mouth closed. Because when the conversation gets so in-depth, so deep, wow.
I'm going to have to start going to the beauty salon and trying to produce those, try to get some type of production out of those conversations, because I need to sit in and listen to them, get in and you know. I know they don't want a man sitting right there in the middle, but I'm going to be like a fly on the wall.
You're going to be like a fly on the wall.
Observing only, not getting into the conversation or anything like that, just sort of gathering information. Hey, Carlette, look, let's not forget to tell people that tomorrow on Real Women, Real Talk, for the first time on the OPT Network, all the women who will be coming in are going to be sisters. We're calling this show Sister, Sister. All the women that are coming in are sisters.
Do you see our phones?
That's awesome, huh?
It's going to be, you talk about going to be a heated conversation. It's always great. And
they don't all like each other that much.
DC. So
they might.
DC.
Just a lot of sibling stuff going on there.
Quit it.
It's going to be a good conversation.
Hey, but this is what I want to leave people.
Sister.
This is what I want to leave people with this morning, DC.
Make some change.
I want to leave people with being true to yourself, whether you're a mom, whether you're a wife, whether you're a husband or a son. It just starts with being true to yourself. Making sure that you own your truth, making sure that you walk in that, and making sure that, you know what, you live a life with no regrets. You know what, live your best. And you know what, you can make a decision today to be happy. You can make a decision to see your cup half full or half empty. And since you can make a decision, why not make those changes and say, you know what? My glass, my cup, my mug, it's full. It's half full. Y'all, you guys have been, you've been amazing this morning. Excuse me so much. I ran out of tea. I usually have to run in and get my tea refilled. I ran out of tea this morning. Conversation was so hot and so interesting. But you know what? You guys are always, even when we don't hear you, even when you don't call in, you know what? We can feel you in the spirit realm. And you guys are absolutely incredible. Monroe, I say again to you, Monroe, West Monroe, good morning. Shreveport, Bossier, good morning. Alexandria, Pineville, good morning. And good morning to the world.
And all of Central Louisiana.
Absolutely.
We know y'all are out there.
You know what this is? This is built to be a connections network, where we're connecting you with people from all parts of the country, both locally, nationally, and internationally. And you know what? You're always amazing. Thank you so much for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network.
The network with the heart.
Absolutely. And you know what?
No, really. The heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
Hey, DC, you know what? It's game 7. tonight of the NBA Finals. It starts at 8 o'clock Central Standard, 9 Eastern. And we can't wait to see what's going to happen between the Heat, the defending champion Miami Heat, and the San Antonio Spurs, who are vying for their fifth, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, their fifth NBA title.
Let me just say this to Mike Howard. Be there, be there, be square. You know, the whole time the game's going on, we're texting back and forth. And he thought it was over that last game.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people did. Hey, and what about what Chris Bosh said to the fans that left? He said, you know what? You guys can just, how about you just watch the game from at home? He got a hot DC about the fans who were leaving. And it wasn't just a few. I mean, the fans were
y'all going down. Let me tell Mike this.